Good evening. This is Sabrina Williams with Conversations with the Diva. This is a recorded broadcast that I'm doing because I just want to talk about for the broadcast for Wednesday, August 12th. I want to talk about integrity and that people matter. Over the last 6 months to a year, I have experienced myself personally. And I've seen a lot of people not care about other people's feelings, not keeping their word, and not valuing what they say to other people. I know it's easy to live in a world where you only think about yourself and what you want, but people matter. Your word is your bond. At the end of the day, that's all you have, is your word and your bond. And people depend on that. I'm 51 years old. And since I was a little kid, my word has always been my bond. My mom taught me that integrity, honesty, and values matters. It hurts my heart to see today how people just throw aside other people to use them for their own gain. You need to stop that, because you're only a miserable person who does that. You need to see that other people matter, that they are important, and that we all need each other. Without other people, we're lost. You can't live in a world by yourself. You can try. You can write on your phone what I wrote on my phone and say, oh, I don't need anybody. But that's not true. We all need somebody. God made us to fellowship with others, as it says in the book of Hebrews. We need to stop being a generation of social media where we gossip and we talk about people and we lie about people, and we use social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk, or anything else, to disgrace another human being. When you disgrace another human being, you're only disgracing yourself. How important are others? They're very important. If you stop in the desert and you need water, you're going to walk a long way by yourself without somebody. But if you have a friend, they're willing to share. Going every day and figuring out how you can use other people to your gain, that's going to be really tiring for you. How is that working for you? But living by joy, Jesus, others, and yourself, you will find peace. In the last couple of weeks, it's been really hard for me, and I have really prayed about doing this pre-recorded broadcast. But I know I'm not the only one out there who is struggling with people hurting people's feelings, telling lies, or not keeping their word. But you know what? Just as one of my really good friends told me, you have to move on. People are human, and you have to learn to accept and love people where they are. If you have a friend that you know that at the end of the day, they're not going to keep your word, their word, then maybe that's not your friend. It's nothing wrong with loving a person from a distance. Even a family, even a coworker. You can be kind to people, but it doesn't mean you have to be used. I think that sometimes we get that picture and concept in our mind that we're going to be a mean person if we don't allow another person to be in our circle or be our friend. And let's talk about that. What's a circle? A circle is circle. It's round. it's not square. People can go and come, but you have to find who fits in your circle and who are those permanent. You're going to have seasons of your life where people will go in and out, like doors and windows open. But there's going to be people who are constant and who are always there. And that's where you need to be. You need to understand that sometimes those people that have decided that they're going to tell fibs or talk behind your back, that they really weren't your friends in the first place, and you need to move past them. They're like waves in the ocean. They come, they go, they can destroy you. But if you have firm ground, even in the beach, even at the water, you can have firm ground and you can have a standing. Your firm ground has to be God, has to be people that you can always depend on, and you have to be able to allow other people to tell you the truth. When you get to a point where you don't want to hear the truth from anybody, that's when you become to the point that you will end up being used. When you start making decisions and not asking for input or allowing other people to help you, that's where you get used. Life is not about being used. Life is about helping others. There's many ways that we can help people. Whether you give somebody on the street who is struggling a bottle of water on a hot day like it is in Las Vegas at 110, can get up to 115, 118. Whether you volunteer in the shelter, whether you help your neighbor, whether you help your parents who are aging instead of putting them in a home, allowing them to come live with you. Or maybe it's vice versa. Maybe it's grandparents taking care of their children's children because they can't take care of them themselves. But what is this broadcast about? It's about integrity. It's about valuing others. Because when you value another human being, you're saying, you're more important to me. One of my friends said it best. When you put others first, your life is enriched, not only just financially, but spiritually and emotionally, and you feel good about yourself. What can you do to help somebody else? I challenge you to be a better person. I challenge you to go out and help somebody else and to see ways that you can help others. When you see somebody going down a road where you see somebody who might be using that person, don't be afraid to step in and tell them, hey, I've had encounters. If you own a business and you've had encounters with somebody, why not tell that person? Why not go to them? Go to the person who is doing the wrong, or go to the person who has the other business and say to them, you know what? This may not be a good situation. Now, that person can choose not to listen to you, but you know what? A wisdom is good. In the Bible, it says wisdom has gray hairs. Without gray hairs, we can't grow. I know it's tough in this world and it's hard, but you know what? Again, without other people, we have nothing. Stop trying to get over on people. Start trying to help them. That ends section one of Conversations with the Diva on not using other people. Now I want to move on to our children and social media. Parents, we have got to get a handle on our children and on who did they talk to. Today, one of my friends posted, which was awesome, on Tuesday, August 11th. She posted an awesome Facebook social media texting thing where children were talking to people who they thought they were their age. You need to monitor your children's phones. You need to monitor their social media, their Twitter. I will tell you the truth. Monday I met on my son's phone. I saw that he had his phone locked. I asked him to unlock it. Your children can't have locked phones. You need to be able to see. You need to be able to go through their phones. These are your children. They are a gift from God. Value them. Show them you care. All children look for structure. When we as parents just let our children go hog wild, go on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and just talk to whoever they want without monitoring them, we are setting them up for to become either victims of rape, child molesters, and even human trafficking. Human trafficking is a very, very big industry. And every day, millions of children, even adults, are lost to that. It's our obligation as parents, as friends, to monitor and to check on just not only our children, but also, let's switch to another topic of if we have a friend who's on an online dating site and we know they're getting out of control, it can be the same thing as a child who's on the internet and they are talking to strangers and just giving, whether it's a man or a woman, all the information. You have to protect people. We need to get back to the old-fashioned days where we want to protect our friends. We want to protect our families. Life is about love. Life is about happiness. Life is about success. Every day is not going to be happy. Every day is not going to be successful. But the most success, the most happiness, and the most joy is when what? When you come back and help another. I know tonight is not what you expected. And as you listen to this broadcast, you'll say this is not the normal conversations with a diva. We're upbeat. But I just felt in my heart and my spirit that it needed to be said. People need to stop getting over on people. It traumatizes people. It makes people have to rethink their self-esteem. It has to make them rethink your trust. But if somebody has violated your trust and broke your trust, don't sit around crying for them or saying, oh my God, move on. You can love that person, but move on. But don't make the same mistake twice. Third time is shame on you. The second time, you don't even have to make it. But you know what the most amazing thing is? Is that this network, WBDM Media, has taught me so much about honor, respect, and glory of God and of people. I'm so thankful for my friend Mark Roscoe, who is one of the best lawyers and attorneys, same thing. But he's also a great fashion designer. But his integrity is impeccable. You want to live like that. You want to live like the Volante Grants, like the Sylvias, like the Marcias. These are all of my friends. Like the Danny Bongiorno, Coach Danny Bongiorno, who honors and respects their friends. You want to live where you love people no matter what. You want to honor the people. You know what? And the last one is on friendship. Be the kind of friend that you want to be to somebody. If you're always telling your friend you're busy, you need to reevaluate if that's the friendship for you. Nobody's busier than God. I can tell you that for sure. Because God was pretty busy when he chose to die for all our little happy butts and follow all of our sins. So remember, be the friend you want somebody to be to you. If you want somebody to be there for you, be there for them. Be there for when your friend calls you, when you text. And stop using text when people are calling you and then text them right back. Be a good friend. Be an old-fashioned friend. Pick up the phone. Send a letter. Send a note. Love your friend where they are. People are important. People are valuable. Take that further. Remember, parents, we're not our children's friends. We're here to love them, to guide them, and to help them be successful. For the community, remember, step up. Help parents. Help others. And learn that we, as we work as a group, as we work as community, we can do bigger and better things. I love each and every one of you more than you know. Some of you I don't know, and I look forward to knowing you. But I just wanted to reach out and say that if you're hurting because of a situation that somebody has caused you harm, or a situation where people have used you and you don't know what to do, it's time to stop dwelling in your pain and start to look up and know that God has a plan and he's going to prosper you, as Jeremiah 29:11 says. Because I have found that out. No matter what anybody tries to do to me, nobody can harm me because God has my back, and he will see right things happen for me, and he will see right things happen for you. Thank you for listening to Conversations with the Diva. This is a special recorded message for Wednesday, August 12th. I love each and every one of you. Conversations with the Diva will resume as regularly scheduled. Thank you, and have a good night.